Good morning, everyone. I'm R.W. Estella with a word in Edgewise. Today is the 12th of January, the 12th day of 2026. An inspiring 353 days lie ahead of us on our journey to 2027. Many of the items on my long-range to-do list have no discernible deadlines, other than the implied ones that hinge upon the premise that when critical mass is reached, all bets on further procrastination are off. Mark Twain tells us that soap and education are not as sudden as a massacre, but they are more deadly in the long run. I've repeated that line to many education majors, and most of them are hard-pressed to tell me how education can be a bad thing. In fact, until I mention some of the isms, such as Nazism, fascism, racism, and so on, then that all of them employ education to gain whatever foothold possible, a sizable number of folks want to reduce the discussion to simply considering education as good. Ah, yes, I replied, but good for what? Take, for example, U.S. executive branch officials and Justice Department officials recently working with Louisiana officials to lift school desegregation orders that were put in place beginning in 1970. In other words, some of those orders have lately been lifted, opening the way, according to various civil rights groups, for resegregation. Some might say, however, in that regard, that thankfully not all federal courts these days are created equal. Although the DeSoto Parish Schools, a district of 5,000 students in northwest Louisiana, has had its motion to overturn the desegregation order approved, another Louisiana school district in Concordia Parish, reports Colin Brinkley of the Associated Press, has faced pushback from a federal court. A judge in that case rejected a motion to dismiss the suit, saying Concordia must first demonstrate it has fully ended segregation. About a year ago, on the fourth anniversary of the insurrection at the U.S. Capitol and near the second inauguration of the individual who incited the insurrection, but now says the media was responsible, a friend of mine who has practiced law in Maine for 40-some years told me that he thought the immediate future would surely be some interesting times. Many of us know that lawyers, doctors, teachers, mechanics, builders, and assorted other professionals often use the word interesting to mean problematic. In the meantime, perhaps the unintended lesson accompanying the current federal government's sometimes heavy-handed approach to education might be garnered from Shara Leslie's poem On Humility. Ice in the grass of want, queen of leaf rot, I've let go, after leaf drop, what I thought I needed. Resolve in the red oak, wintering, I tuck myself in behind a slab of bark, while blue jays tear at cells of pulp, consuming what's left of my dead. Spring is an instinct that shall not rest, a tomb, a tone. For every day we celebrate the beginning of new lives and find some comfort in our hope for the future. Among the abundantly famous birthdays today are those of John Winthrop, Charles Perrow, Jack London, Mississippi Fred McDowell, Tex Ritter, Louise Rainer, Maharishi Mahesh Yogi, James Farmer, Ira Hayes, Ruth Brown, Glenn Yarborough, the amazing Creskin, Long John Baldry, Bernadine Dorn, Joe Frazier, Victoria Postnikova, Maggie Bell, Cynthia Robinson, Haruki Murakami, Kirsty Ali, Howard Stern, and Perhakan Gessel. And of noteworthy historical significance today in 1932, Democrat Hattie Caraway of Arkansas became the first woman elected to the United States Senate, and today in 1971, the television series All in the Family debuted. Heavenward, early tomorrow morning and the morning after in the southeast sky, our waning crescent moon will be keeping company with the bright red star Antares from the constellation Scorpius the Scorpion, and on Sunday we'll have January's new moon. From Orono, Maine, I'm R.W. Estella with the word in Edgewise. Welcome in these fourth full week of winter and second full week of 2026. Keep the faith.